When DDG, the streamer-turned-rapper, and Halle Bailey, the Beyoncé-backed singer and actress, first got together, their relationship was painted as the internet's modern-day fairy tale.
The first date story between you two, how did it go?
Oh, we went to this Ethiopian restaurant, and then I thought that was the end of the date. And then she was like, I'm finna go see a movie. I was like, well, who? She's like, by myself. And then I invited myself. And now we here with a baby.
After their relationship began in early 2022, the pair seemed to be on the fast track towards marriage and living happily ever after.
What has that relationship taught you about love?
That love can be positive. I come from a toxic place. You know, I always felt like, you know, relationships, they last about a year, and I'd be, you know, I just be getting rented for a year. That was a dark statement that I just said. Huh? That's how I used to feel, but now, you know, me and her, I just feel like, you know, I got somebody that might around and be around me for life. So, you know, it's kind of dope.
But less than 2 years on from that interview emerging online, DDG would learn that he'd count his chickens before they hatched. Since then, he and Halle's relationship descended into an incredibly messy situation, filed with mudslinging and vicious accusations that are playing out before the world. And unfortunately, an innocent kid is caught in the crossfire of it all.
He says that on March 21st, 2024, Halle sent a ton of text messages to him. She was allegedly threatening to kill herself and suggesting that their son might be harmed as well. He says during this time, she was actually driving a car, and he alleges that he was so scared for her safety because she had done or alleged and said she would do things like this to herself before, that he actually called her godmother because he was worried that their child would be in danger and that she was in danger because of this emotional state that she was in while driving.
Now, things have progressed to the point that a judge has basically decided that neither one of them is exactly helping their son to live a well-adjusted life with all the constant back and forth. So let's start in the logical place, and that's with the birth of their only child, Halo. After arriving in December 2023, Halle officially announced that she and the veteran streamer-turned-rapper's kid had entered the world. Even though we're a few days into the new year, the greatest thing that 2023 could have done for me was bring me my son. She wrote in the caption, "Welcome to the world, my Halo." She added jokingly, "The world is desperate to know you." And while DDG revealed to Jason Lee that they weren't actively trying to have a kid, they were certainly pleased that it happened.
So how do you go from the movies, the shirtless phone call with the cat, sliding on Instagram, to we're having a baby?
That kind of just happened. We weren't aiming for a baby, but it kind of just happened. And then what are we gonna do? I feel like both of us have the same interest in being parents. She always wanted to be a mom, and I always wanted a kid. So from there, we just made the decision to just go through with it.
Soon, Halo would be growing up in front of the world, with DDG capturing some of the landmark moments in the kid's development on stream.
Did you see? He's doing it.
What? You guys start running, man. Why you running?
But after Halo was born, there was almost immediate trouble in paradise. Among these issues were DDG making music, which alluded to his feelings about Halle kissing other people in acting roles. Immediately, this was a move which convinced the world that DDG was a jealous boyfriend who was envious of his partner's mainstream success. Halle deserves way better than this. I hope she knows it. Later, text messages emerged suggesting that DDG had been unfaithful and had tried to slide back into his ex Ruby Rose's DMs after a dispute with Halle, and as the news broke, his reaction to being exposed was captured for the world to see.
Ah, I hate this. Oh my god, I hate this. Oh my god.
Although it's unclear exactly what sparked them to make a big life-changing decision, it seemed that their issues drove a wedge between them as the pair would split in October. At the time, they claimed that they cherished their life together and remained best friends. Above all, the couple insisted that even after separating, their main focus would always be raising their child together. Initially, this seemed legit, as long before all the social media and legal disputes began, Halle even praised DDG as a good dad.
Everybody knows Moo's the best daddy to him, but...
No, he's such an amazing dad. It's literally the sweetest thing in the world.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's a great dad, but I always knew that he would be like this. And yeah, that's just the type of person he is.
But almost as soon as they embarked on this co-parenting journey, things went left, as what should have gone on behind closed doors spilled to the outside world. As they tried to keep their lives together, DDG suggested things were happening that he was not cool with. For one, he claimed that he was being prohibited from seeing the kid.
I don't give a f*** about hanging around no girls. I want to be around my son.
Like, I don't want to be on no blogs or no
like that. I'm just trying to kick it, but I gotta do like this. Now I gotta go to court, do all this extra when it ain't even gotta be like that, bro. But today was my last straw. I'm like, all right, cool. Y'all, if y'all was watching me stream yesterday, y'all know I'm like, all right, I wouldn't even go stream today. I'm like, I ain't streaming today. I'm gonna be with my son. I plan my whole day to be with him. And then I get there, and I can't, and I'm kicked out of the crib, can't see him, whatever.
As the public digested this information, Hallie said she'd be disappearing from the online world.
Good morning, Snap. I just want to come on here and tell you guys why I'm not posting. Me and Halo are very sick. We have RSV, and we do not feel good at all. So, sorry, I haven't been posting snaps, but I've just been using all my energy to take care of my baby and myself. I love you guys.
Meanwhile, DDG certainly didn't take a break. From time to time, he began dropping little tales from inside their world. At one point, he claimed she stopped him from releasing music with other famous women like Bia.
You don't ask me to get on the song if you got a problem with how I...
No,
did you
was...
have a problem with it? He loved the verse. He didn't put it out because he was in a relationship and the person at the time didn't want him to put it out, a song with another girl.
Oh, okay. So just
don't let relationships get in the way of your creativity.
In another interview, the streamer claimed that Hallie even cheated on him. Well, kinda.
I feel like being in a relationship slows you down.
No, I do, for sure. She cheated on me.
What?
On a break.
How long was the break?
Nah, that's cheating.
Like a month, 2 months.
That's cheating, I'm not gonna.
But it was just the dude it was with that
hurt
me up.
Yeah, that hurt you more.
I never got over it. We got back together, and then I just started cheating on her.
Because I couldn't get over respect.
It. I couldn't get over it. I'm like, I listened to this music. I'm like, I couldn't get over it.
Amid all of the drama, DDG still claimed that he hoped to one day be able to be civil with her.
We kind of got over the phase, like, oh, we're going to get back together.
How long did it take?
I feel like it's been recently, so probably like a year and a half.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to that point where it's like cool and we like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
But even if he did plan for them to salvage the friendship at one point, I think it'd be fair to say that the ship sailed a long time ago. As once things reached this point, they began to deteriorate real fast and real quick. Even their co-parenting attempts fell apart, but nobody expected just how ugly it would get. On May 14th, all the online drama finally spilled into the real world when Hallie was granted a restraining order. Where it once seemed like they were just having some disputes, Hallie now alleged there had been multiple acts of physical violence. In the court filing, the Little Mermaid actress revealed that, throughout the relationship, Daryl had been and continues to be physically, verbally, emotionally, and financially abusive towards me. I'm seeking orders to protect myself and our son from his ongoing abuse. We fought each other, wrestling and tussling, she said. At one point, Daryl was pulling my hair. He then slammed my face on the steering wheel, causing my tooth to get chipped. I then stopped fighting back as I was in a lot of pain. She even submitted receipts of her injuries to the court. But according to Hallie, this wasn't an isolated incident. A few days later, she claimed that DDG berated her when she did not want to send their unwell baby on a visit with him. Then smashed the Ring doorbell camera on her porch when he realized it was recording their confrontation. She further alleged that when she called the relative to help, he took her phone and slammed the car door on her as she was holding the baby. And Bailey filed a police report over the incident. She then alleged that he entered her house when she wasn't home and texted her a photo of her bed along with a threatening message, suggesting that she was having sex with other men. As part of the restraining order, DDG was also instructed not to possess any weapons. If he wasn't careful, it was revealed that the judge could extend the order for up to 5 years. As the news broke, many people initially took her side unreservedly.
When he started talking about the fact that she was preventing him from seeing Halo, he did this on his streaming platform with his millions of viewers, creating like a hashtag free Halo. That encourages your audience to go to her and start bullying her without any of the facts other than the ones that you just presented. He comes off as being so wildly stressful to deal with after you just had a baby. I'm standing 10 toes down on Hallie's side. I don't even have to have all the facts.
And even when people cast doubt on the abuse, others were certain that DDG had forced her hand to take it to the courts. I hate to see people automatically demonize Hallie when DDG wasn't communicating with her lawyer into establishing a schedule for their son. They both work full-time. Hallie travels for her work. A schedule is needed. He wasn't co-parenting well, thinking he can see Halo on his watch when it doesn't work that way. Let's keep it real. He wanted access to her, not just Halo. When the public scrutinized DDG like never before, people suggested the court would naturally side with her when it came to her demands surrounding the kid.
The judge has now granted Holly temporary sole custody of Halo. Why? Because once a person says they've been abused, and once the person says that they have a solid home for the kid to be at, that person, and it's a mom, you're gonna get the kid, at least here in California.
What many people probably didn't realize is that DDG was blindsided by this restraining order. In fact, he found out about it on stream with Aiden Ross, who immediately jumped to his friend's defense.
Oh, fuck. Fuck all that.
That can't even be real.
But that can't even be real. But, that's the thing.
But don't even, you know, remember we talked about last night? Fuck all that. Let me say something. It's not.
No, I'm saying, but I don't know where that even came from.
Yo, stop these fake allegations. This is a father. This is a real person. It's a good human being.
But I don't understand.
But hey, bro, we on stream, bro.
With Holly claiming that DDG had been and continues to be physically, verbally, emotionally, and financially abusive, the public understandably didn't look fond on the idea that a man was beating his girlfriend up. But now, it seems like Holly might have played the wrong hand, as it would soon be revealed that it wasn't anywhere near as straightforward as simply DDG being in the wrong. In interviews following he and Holly's very public split, DDG hinted towards being attacked by a partner in the past.
You see this red flag, you're like, yeah, no, it's checkout time. I can't do that.
A girl that put her hands on you, can't do that. Ooh. Can't do that. No.
Damn, that was a serious red flag right now.
And while he didn't name names, evidence produced by his team suggested it was her that had been the aggressor in many instances. And soon, the rapper's friends co-signed DDG being on the receiving end of attacks.
Halle was beating the out this nigga. I'm talking about swinging on this nigga. Are you just gonna sit there and just hands behind your back? No. What are you gonna do? Stop.
Now unable to see his kid, DDG had to take drastic action. And in June, he filed his own petition to block her from taking Halo, their 17-month-old son, to Italy with her as she filmed her new movie, alleging Bailey would pose imminent emotional and psychological risk to the minor child based on repeated documented threats of self-harm. And to say that there would be receipts for that would be an understatement, as in the court filings, text messages from Holly were shown. I hate you. You are the most horrible person I've ever met. You hate me and want me to die. I want to die because of you. I just found out you slept with Lala in Mexico. I'm going to f*** myself tonight. My son won't be around for it. I hate you forever. After these messages emerged, Lala claimed that she was contacted directly by Holly, who challenged her to a fight.
After that situation, after we went on the trip, she did hit me up. She reached out to me. We had a long conversation about it. Things were cleared up, and rightfully so. Like, I didn't even feel any type of way when I found out when she hit me because I understood. Ever since then, we've been on good terms.
While on his part, DDG denied that even happened either. Although it was Holly who claimed that he was the abusive one, other text messages that were unveiled depicted DDG as a man concerned for his well-being. I'm genuinely scared of you, man. I feel like you're gonna kill me in my sleep one day. And in other messages, it appeared he had to talk her off the ledge from doing something dramatic. And what's crazy is that when you look at the dates, these unhinged conversations all took place before they split up. Alongside posting his own receipts of alleged injuries, footage emerged which seemed to support DDG being genuinely scared of her, such as when he looked alarmed when she was wielding a knife.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's a really big piece. We'll share this piece because this is too big.
Where the world once seemed determined to cancel DDG, this felt like the point where the narrative began to change, and people realized Holly was by no means as blameless as she made out to be.
It's not about Halo. If it was about come get Halo, please come get Halo, it wouldn't be a problem. The conversation would be over when he says, I'm coming to get him. But he didn't acknowledge all this other that she really wants him to focus on. Like, she brings the son into it to make him move. Like, I thought you wanted him to get your son. Okay, he did, but you're still combative. You're still continuing to go, like, because you didn't get what you wanted. You want him coming to your rescue to come kiss your ass and stuff like that. Not really, you don't really want him to come get your son. I'm sorry, if you really gave a that much about your son's safety, why the would you start beating on your son's father while he's in the backseat of the car while you're driving?
All the while, the real issue of the care for their son took a back seat for all the chaos going on. But in an attempt to keep the narrative alive, she issued a statement claiming that her documented issues were being weaponized by DDG's team. I have been very vocal about my anxiety, depression, and previous thoughts of suicide. Without waiving the psychotherapist patient privilege and physician patient privilege, I have reached out to my doctor and received treatment to address these issues. I have been and remain 100% available and capable as a parent to our son Halo, she stated. Had Daryl really been concerned about my parenting, he would have taken action prior to this time. This is called retribution to embarrass, humiliate, and cause me additional emotional distress. But almost as soon as these comments were made, Hallie proved she was by no means above exploiting a situation. Earlier this year, a man trolled DDG at DreamCon and repeatedly called him doo-doo garbage, leading to his brother Dub getting into a physical altercation. And once the footage of that went viral, Hallie claimed that it would be used to depict the kind of violent household that DDG was raised in. On Saturday, March 31st, 2025, Daryl and his brother were recorded on TikTok being involved in a fistfight with another man, she stated. I will bring this video to court. Daryl and the people around him are aggressive and angry, which leads me to believe this is not a safe environment for Halo. Immediately, Dub dismissed the idea that this should be used against his brother.
You gonna f*** up his court case. Shut your ass up. This is not no assault case. This ain't no motherfucking murder, robbery, stupid bitch. This is a child support sh- Can I fuck some shit up on a goddamn child support case? I'm not a motherfucking daddy. I'm not the motherfucking mama, you stupid bitch.
And when Hallie continued to push it, the older sibling let it be known that he'd fight fire with fire if he had to, in a way that wouldn't reflect well on her.
Them lies don't work. If I expose these text messages,
with everything that was going on, some people understood the need for him to file an order to prevent her from taking the kid out of the country.
What he filed was so that she can't take the baby to Italy. Like, not trying to be around her or keep her away from him. It's just, I don't want you to take my son. And they said, oh, the signs were right there.
The signs were right there. So him filing this restraining order based off of the text message that she's been sending him is a right move for him to do.
As for DDG, he initially suggested it put him off relationships for life.
Hey, Arga. I remember those days. Never again. Single to our 59.
He even got a little petty with it from time to time.
I think I fell in love with a bitch. I sure did.
Including skipping songs of his featuring her name, cracking his mom up in the process.
You're doing too much. I want Hallie.
Why you left?
As things spiraled out of control, he even tried to prevent his friends from discussing the ongoing war online.
Backfire, bro.
Oh, he was eating.
He threw up?
No, I'm talking about what she did. Backfire.
Besides, he really didn't play when it was brought up against his will.
How old? No, you 20. I was a millionaire at your age.
Shazam.
I done blew through 100K. You hear me? I ain't tripping. Tell me to get up there. Yo, ass up. If I fuck Haley, I'ma fuck Haley. Chance, you a. I'ma pull my. Beat that up. Ooh, beat that up. I'ma beat that up. You a.
I don't think. Hey, listen, bro. I don't think.
Hey, you know I can make one call and get you kicked off this E-Day. Watch your mouth.
Still, things continued to get worse, and even as the public began viewing Hallie in a different light, she officially filed a child custody case for Halo against DDG on June 20th, 4 days before the court case regarding visitation. In the end, he was granted the ability to see the child in Italy, but only under the supervision of a professional. And as the court proceedings have carried on, things just keep getting more ridiculous for both parties, painting themselves as anything but the model parents they wanted to present themselves as. Once the documents and arguments put forth in the courtroom began to come to light, people soon discovered that Hallie Bailey had been caught in numerous lies. At one stage, she claimed he was in Ohio for weeks, when his Twitch tracker shows it was merely 3 days. Elsewhere, Hallie claimed he rallied against her in an interview while in Miami, when she didn't even come up in the solitary online appearance he made. This was supplemented by another argument where she claimed he doesn't help financially, despite various videos showing him lavishing gifts on her, including Birkins and Rolexes, as well as purchasing things for Halo. Then, she took aim at him posting online about his lack of contact with DDG, claiming that he did it purely to prevent her from enjoying the Met Gala, and that it was intended to ruin her night.
Not even sleep, I just wanted to
hang out with a special person, man. That's all I wanted to do tonight for real, but I don't know, I might force myself to go out or something.
Furthermore, she claimed that he purposefully mobilized his fans against her. But it must be noted that while she has never called for her audience to stop bombarding him, he has actively asked them to stop coming at her.
I don't like what people do. I don't like when people hate on her. I don't care if people think she's wrong or not, or if I think she's wrong or right. She could be going through something mentally after having a kid that I can't understand as a man. So when situations like this happen, I try to handle it with as much grace as possible, because Halo needs her. I need her. We need each other to create a childhood that's safe and fun and memorable for him.
In fact, he even actively told his viewers to stop their Free Halo campaign.
All right, we're going to start the day off good, y'all. I talked to my son this morning. Y'all can stop y'all think pieces now. Talked to my son today. We're good. Can y'all stop saying Free Halo? Halo is free, y'all.
Suddenly, Hallie was encountering the issue of trying to lie about a man whose entire life is documented online. And at every turn, things just keep getting weirder. If the singer's critics are to be believed, the wrestling match over the narrative has gotten so bad that Hallie has alleged to be fabricated an award from Maternal Health to elevate her status as a good mother. Now, Hallie is facing the wrath of the public switching up on her, because where she used to be viewed as the one who was suffering at his hands exclusively, Hallie's comment sections are engulfed with support for the rapper and streamer. All the while, the streamer is garnering more and more support from his community.
Hallie's lawyer raised concern the nanny felt unsafe alone, prompting need for security. They treated DDG like he's fucking here. No overnights allowed. Yo, this is his son, by the way, chat. DDG can't take Halo for more than 3 miles from the hotel. This ain't even funny. This is honestly sad.
As well as former employees of Hallie's, who are now claiming DDG is being wrongfully accused.
Now, basically, dog's innocent. Just the only way to get full custody of the child is to put false claims on the person. Because you can't just get full custody just to get full custody.
And while a former employee may have an axe to grind, what's shocking is to see that women are turning against her on the grounds of what she's causing problems over.
Threatens me, not threatens to take the child away, not threatens to get full custody, but he threatens me with 50-50 custody. Why is that a threat?
Why is that a threat, Hallie? 50-50 custody, that should be something you're okay with.
As for the supporters she has, some of them are advocating for his entire family to be harassed, while others are just getting really venomous. As things continue to spiral out of control, Hallie is looking to impose harsh guidelines. But following the recent hearing, it seems like all the chaos has had ramifications. Among the judge's notes was the fact that both parents are not to post a child on social media. As things continue to play out in court, Hallie has requested that DDG only be given 6 hours a week of visitation, which basically amounts to just 13 full days with the child per year. And to make matters worse, they are not truly any further forward, with no definitive winner either way. Now, the new court date is set to October 15th, meaning the situation will remain unresolved and only lead to more time, which DDG will be estranged from his child during crucial development. Wherever the real truth of the matter lies, it's clear that this was every bit the toxic relationship that DDG once claimed it wasn't. And by bringing a kid into the mix, things have only gotten far worse. So let's hope that all their differences can be put aside for the good of the child. Otherwise, they're gonna leave permanent scars that they won't be able to outrun.